WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's son Hunter will be sentenced just before Election Day. Hunter Biden convicted yesterday of lying about his drug use on the form to buy a gun in 2018. The Federal Reserve will announce today what it plans to do with interest rates. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the Fed's expected to keep them where they are for now.
Interest rates are currently 5.25% to 5.5%, and there are likely no cuts coming today. So what does this mean for your money? Let's talk credit cards. The average APR is near a record high, about 21% right now. With rates unlikely to come down today, that means they are likely to stay high, those APRs.
The government also out with Consumer Price Index, a snapshot on inflation this morning. It is unchanged from last month. In Atlanta Tuesday, a man hijacked a bus and forced the driver to lead police on a chase. Eventually, it was stopped, but one person on board was killed. Elsewhere in Atlanta, but unrelated, workers at a food court were forced to run for cover after a shooting. Three people were hurt, but no one killed. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A group of Sauk County residents are maintaining a staunch opposition to the potential privatization of the county-owned nursing home. The group met for a two-hour public meeting Wednesday at the public library in Baraboo to discuss the negatives of the potential sale of the Sauk County Health Care Center in Reedsburg. Sauk County and an unnamed private buyer entered negotiations following a 19-9 vote after a closed session during a special county board meeting that took place on March 28th, 5 days before the April 2nd board elections. No timeline is set for when a final vote on a sale might occur. Negotiations remain ongoing. The board voted to issue a request for proposals for the nursing home during a 22-7 vote in December. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Showers and storms tonight, a low of 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. On Friday, sunshine with highs near 80. More rain by Saturday, highs of 78. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 67 right now. 99.7.
It's 8:02 right now, and we are warming up nicely this morning. I mean, we're almost at 70 degrees, and it's just past 8 o'clock. It's definitely going to be a warm one today, and of course into next week as well. Summer is upon us, but that's what we've been waiting for, right? It's Tom Cochran now. Life is a Highway on 99.7 Max FM.
It looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. If you're coming my way, I won't drive it all night long. Through all these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around. I loved you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Mozambique to those Memphis nights, the cabin past the Vancouver's lights. Knock me down, I'm back up again. You're in my blood, I'm not a lonely man. There's no load I can't hold, ropes are off, this I know. I'll be there when the light comes in, just tell them we're a survivor. Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. Live your
misunderstanding once, but now we 90s, and more.
Max FM.
When I think of you, there is Janet Jackson, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, 10 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, I don't know if you saw the really big news, but coming up on July 4th is going to be another hot dog eating contest. And this year, it's going to look a little different because apparently Joey Chestnut, who has been the champion of hot dog eating contests for
forever,
the last few years, yeah, and Major League Eating, which, by the way, I just learned today, is officially the MLE, they're having a little bit of a beef, no pun intended there. And it's not the kind that's going to come with a hot dog bun. According to a report from the New York Post, Chestnut has been banned from competing in Nathan's July 4th hot dog eating contest on Coney Island, an event that he's actually won 16 times. The reason? Well, according to the Post, because Chestnut has signed a deal to represent the vegan brand Impossible Foods, which is a direct competitor of Nathan's. So that means A Great American Spectacle is going to be missing its biggest star in 2024. MLE had to go ahead and release a statement yesterday saying they're devastated to learn that he's chose to represent a rival brand, which isn't even actually meat. So I think that was more of a scorn to them than anything else. Of course, they went on to say that they went to great lengths to accommodate Joey and his management team, agreeing to the appearance fee and allowing him to compete in a rival unbranded hot dog eating contest on Labor Day. They're not going to be allowing that, though, for July 4th. He actually won the Nathan's hot contest every year since 2016, gobbled down a world record 76 dogs in 2021. He has not made any comment on the matter yet. Well, that's because he's got his check from Impossible Meats, and yeah, he's just kind of moving on with life, right? So the Post reported that he was offered a four-year contract worth $1.2 million just to compete, which means his endorsement from Impossible has to be a whole lot more than that if you're going to give up that kind of money for eating hot dogs.
Oh, but, how the mighty have fallen.
My goodness. I mean, you know, you got to make your money where you got to make your money. We were talking about that with Bunny Carlos, you know, of Cheap Trick. I mean, he went off and made a whole different band. You got to do what you got to do sometimes. And Joey Chestnut, he's just, you know, kind of falling into the same thing. So, you know, if Impossible Foods wants to give him way more than $1.2 million to compete so that he can endorse hot dogs that might be made of something real, I don't
know. So is he doing the vegan thing just for the money, or does he like both the vegan hot dogs and the regular hot dogs?
I don't know. Now, I got to be quite honest. I've only tried one or two products from that Impossible Foods brand. They weren't awful. They weren't the best thing I've ever eaten. They weren't awful, but I don't know what their hot dogs would taste like. Now, I can always get behind like a bean burger, right? Because, you know, essentially it's same texture and stuff. You got to think that a hot dog is not the same though, right?
Actually, I think they're pretty good. I've tried them. And yeah, you know, I mean, if you're having a hot dog, come on, we're not eating the most healthiest thing. In fact, we don't really want to know what's in those things.
Bits
okay?
and scraps. It so, doesn't matter if it's real things or not. It's just bits and scraps of whatever's left over. Yeah. Yes.
They've come a long way with all of that vegan stuff.
Sure.
A long way.
Oh, no, I mean, absolutely.
Since the 80s or whatever. Yeah.
Do you remember when we used to have friends that were vegan and then all they basically ate was tofu and plants all the time because that's all they essentially had available to them? So, yes.
You'd invite them over for a barbecue and they'd... They try to find something. They take like a bun, a hamburger bun or whatever, put some butter on it.
Here's your fruit plate.
Yeah.
Have some more from the veggie tray because that's all we have to offer. I mean, there just weren't very many options, nor did we know as much as we know about some of these other foods that can be replacements for the proteins and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. So no Joey Chestnut this year. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be really, really sad about that. Because the only reason they watched MLE, I can't believe, again, that this has an actual title, is because of Joey Chestnut to see if he was going to break records or not. And so it's kind of insane. Strange times is where we live.
I honestly feel like if you are involved in a hot dog eating contest, that's kind of bad enough. But if you are actually watching a hot dog eating contest, I can't help you. I got nothing.
Apparently, we have nothing to do on the 4th of July during the day before the fireworks start because millions of people every year, the viewership for the hot dog eating contest stays the same or actually goes up. It's kind of insane. And it's like not even on a mainstream channel. It's like on ESPN 45 or something like that. It's kind of weird. But
they've got to put it somewhere, right?
Right? Exactly. I mean, you know, why people are playing real sports, we've got people cramming their throats with hot dogs and we call it a day. So I don't... Maybe we just feel better about ourselves when we go to our family barbecue later and we eat five hot dogs, you know, and then we've just watched Joey Chestnut pound down 76 of them where we're like, that five wasn't bad. So, see, I... I did good today is kind of, I think, how it kind of plays out in our brains. But Joey Chestnut. So sorry, everybody. You're going to have to move on to your next fan favorite. I don't know if there was a fan favorite. We've been talking about Joey Chestnut for so long. I'm not sure that there's another fan favorite in the mix. I know people have tried to unseat him, but it hasn't happened.
Maybe the people that actually watch a hot dog eating contest, maybe they're just watching to see if somebody's going to erp up or not.
They're one of those dark, weird people, right? They've got these weird fetishes. Yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine what that does to your insides. Like, and I've listened to people who compete in these contests talk about how they prepare for them. And it doesn't matter. I mean, they try to soak things in water. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're like consuming 76 hot dogs.
Yeah.
That is insanity. Absolute insanity. I don't even know where you put it. And I can't even imagine what that means for your bathroom the next day. But I'm going to imagine it's not pretty. Not pretty at all.
It's way different than a pie eating contest, right?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Like in the old days, I think at state fairs, they would always have a pie eating contest. So, but that's totally different. I mean, if you've got like a key lime pie or something like that, I'm down for that.
But sure. Yeah. I mean, that's easy to stuff your face in. And who doesn't want to come up covered in blueberry goo? Because that's absolutely awesome. And then you get to keep licking that off. Yeah. A hot dog is a whole different thing, though. It's a whole different thing. Now, you know, when it comes to texting, I don't know how I feel about texting, Finn. I do it a lot because that's what is commonplace now. It doesn't mean that I necessarily appreciate texting. And I know you're not a huge texter. But when it comes to texting, we have a lot of opinions about getting one word texts, like hot dog. Like, how do you take that, you know, after a conversation about Joey Chestnut? Especially when you consider that the punctuation is kind of missing, right? Like texting yup with a period or great without an exclamation point or just fine, okay, or even yes. Is the other person mad? Are they being a little passive aggressive? It's really hard. Yeah. To determine what people are thinking in a text, right? So then there's the dreaded office message that says, hey, there's no indication of what you're getting yourself into. So sometimes for some people, this induces a little bit of anxiety or maybe just more back and forth than you really want to put, you know, the effort into. A new article, though, says that the worst one-word text that you can send is sure. And the whole reason this came up in any sort of article or conversation for people is because a comedian recently shared a screenshot of a text where her brother said sure to something. And she said, if you're bringing quote unquote sure attitude, let's not do it. The brother said, LOL. And she replied, I'm not kidding. Over 800,000 people have seen this post and it's got more than 11,000 likes at this point in time, which means you have to write an article about it so we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. Now, some agree that saying sure can seem a little passive aggressive. Now, others don't understand arguing sure is an easy and breezy affirmative and shouldn't be associated with sarcasm or attitude. There's really no science to back this up as the worst text, but a sociolinguist from Georgetown University, that's what I want to be. I want to be a sociolinguist to analyze our language in 2024, says that sure is sort of indecisive or has kind of a hesitant quality to it for a lot of people.
You think?
Right? Like, do you really want to go to the movie? Sure. So do you really want to go, or are you just saying you'll go to be nice?
This is why I don't text. This is why, because it gets inside your brain. It gets inside your head, especially if you. So imagine you are super psyched to do something, okay? Mm-hmm. And you send a text to your friend and you're like, hey, do you want to hang out today? I've got this and we can do this and this would be cool. And they send back a one word text, sure. I mean, it's so...
Like, are they excited like I am to watch the hot dog eating contest? Or are they just coming over to kind of chill with me and, like, appease me? That's kind of how I think about it. Now, whenever I text the word sure to someone, it's usually because I am unsure of what I want to say there. So I usually follow it up with a question mark. And I only do that to family and really close friends because they know then I'm kind of on the fence. They know me well enough to know that if you get that response from me, that I am kind of on the fence. sense about either the plans or what to say next, or is this the right move, or whatever it might be, right? So that's kind of how I use the word sure. But again, it's very hesitant, because if I'm texting that to you, that means that I have no idea how to respond or what I should do at this point in time. Now, the sociolinguist also says that it could be a generational thing, with younger people expecting more emotion and enthusiasm in their texts. Well, that would also make sense, because they know texting as an actual form of communication, which it is, kind of. But, you know, us older folks know communication is picking up a telephone, maybe a well-written email, maybe, you know, having a face-to-face conversation with someone. I know that we've lost a few of those skills in the world. Now, the comedian who started this entire conversation says that that's part of her feeling, too. She says that asking someone to hang out with her is a vulnerable move. So when she gets the response, sure, back, well, she's like, all right, blanket. I'm not going to do it then. Yeah. And you go find your own plan. So I can kind of see how sure would rub people the wrong way. But for our younger generations, do they really care? Do they really care if they get the word sure? Are they just going to take it as yes, we're going to do it? Or are they going to be offended by it? I mean, I guess that would be the question to ask somebody of a much younger mindset than my own.
I'm waiting for the day where it's all going to implode upon itself. But I have a feeling that's never going to happen, because here's my get off the lawn moment for the day. Okay, I miss the days when I say bring back the landlines, bring back the writing letters, bring back, you might as well go horse and buggy as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, I mean, I just, we've lost that skill of actually communicating. Yeah. When we're talking about emails and how we very rarely email anymore, that just blows my mind, because there was a time, and it's, email's not that old, really. No. I mean, is it? I mean,
no.
What, 20 years, maybe a little over 20 years? Yeah.
I mean, I think it's crazy that you can actually firm up real business deals with a Facebook Messenger account.
I know.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very strange. Like, that is a actual agreement that if it is in writing, you can use that in a court of law to make somebody stick to some sort of deal that you've come up with them. I think that is crazy that Facebook Messenger has that much power over our lives. I mean, this was developed by a guy who looks like he could be Data's kid from Star Trek, and yet this is how much power it has over our lives, is that it could be considered to be like an actual conversation that is deal breaking. So I don't know,
do you have this issue with your kids? Do you have that issue where if you send them a message or a text or whatever, they don't get back to you for about, they may never get back to you, or it'll be 2 or 3 days or a week before they even get back to you. And it could be even about something really important, but it's like if you call them and they see it's you and then they don't answer.
I will say this. I my kids are actually pretty good about responding back to me. Max will do it when he's not busy. Of course, if it is something really, really urgent, I will just text him and be like, hey, give me a call when you have time. I need to talk to you. I'm not going to probably do that over text message with him anyway, just because of that reason. So I just leave it up to him to call me, because plus, if it's something that's really urgent or it's really important, I want to actually explain it to him, not try to let him read it out in text and then form his own opinions, you know? So I want to be able to talk it out with him. So they're pretty good. Dexter is a little different. If I'm not home and I text him, it's kind of a crapshoot if he's actually going to be looking at his phone or not. But eventually he does, and he'll get back to me. Now, it might be an hour or two after I needed a response from him, but at least he will get back to me, and he'll be like, sorry, phone was face down. Is it too late for me to do this? No, it's not. Or I would have appreciated an answer sooner, but no, I got it, kind of thing. Or, you know, so my kids are actually pretty good about that, mainly because I think they know that's a huge pet peeve of mine. And they know that just like everything else in life, my brain runs rampant. You know, like if I'm told I have to go to the doctor, I'm automatically dying. If they don't answer a text, they're automatically dead. So they know that it's better just to answer me at some point than to just let it be. It's all how you rephrase it with the kids, right? Oh my gosh, you did answer, you're dead. And then they roll their eyes and they're like, Mom, I'm fine. Okay, then
chill.
You should have answered your text. Then there's no reason for you to not answer when
exactly.
I text you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Are you alive? Sure.
You know, honestly, there are some times when that would be the appropriate response for my kids, knowing what their schedule is like sometimes. So I'd be like, you know, I can live with sure in this case. It's a response. I know you're still alive because you actually answered. And then Dexter one day throws at me, what happens if it's my kidnappers responding because they know that you're a panicker and I'm actually being tortured and tormented? Uh-huh. I'm like, seriously, dude, way to go to like the dark elements of the world. My gosh.
I've been kidnapped. I'm being held hostage. Could you please send help? Please come and rescue me. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. It's the one word answer for everything. And it also made a great deodorant back in the day. So there is that for us as well. Which kind of begs the question, if we're this unsure about the word sure now, what was it doing for our hygiene habits way back in the day when named deodorant? Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it was working all that great if you were a user of that particular brand. Now, taking a look at our forecast right now. These are the things that I think about when I have these conversations, Finn. Now I have hot dogs going through my head. I have the word sure going through my head. And now I'm thinking about deodorant all at the same time. And we might need some deodorant over the next few days, by the way, because it's going to warm up. See how I brought that all together, kind of, sort of?
Nice.
I'm trying here, people. I'm trying this morning. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 86. Some showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, down to 67. And then tomorrow, more sunshine. We do have another slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm with a high near 83. Right now, it's 67. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Time once again for Butterfest in Reedsburg. Family-friendly fun for everyone, great food, rides, games, events, and so much more. For all the details and a full schedule of the events, visit ButterfestReedsburg.org. This will take place Wednesday through Sunday in Reedsburg. On Saturday, June 15th, it's going to be the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch. It's a part of June Dairy Month celebration in Wisconsin. The brunch features a menu of pizza, grilled cheese sandwiches, yogurt, cheese, sassy cow milk, and ice cream sundaes. A variety of events will be available for all ages, including horse-drawn wagon rides, a petting zoo, children games, a balloon artist, music, kids pedal pole, cloggers, and so much more. This will be held at the 5th Generation Homestead on O'Connor Road in Lodi. Again, this is Saturday, June 15th, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. $9 for ages 11 and up, $5 for ages 4 to 10, and kids 3 and under are free. And you also get $1 off your admission price with a donated food item for the food pantry. Again, it's the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch, all happening on Saturday, June 15th.
Hey, I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now. But when they asked me to tell you about their special customer event, Us Days, I said, hey, I get nervous. Maybe we can record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. So that's where I am. Anyway, Us Days. Exclusive offers just for Us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Which I'll be needing because I just dropped mine.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Exclusive offers just for you, just to say thanks. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Terms apply after portrayal.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Attention, truck drivers. Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring.
They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time ready-mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Chumbawamba, we are tub thumping this morning. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:34 right now. And let me ask you a question. Do you have any adventures planned for this summer? Well, a new poll found that 58% of us wish we were more adventurous and did things like mountain climbing or even just camping in a national park. Oh, we're not asking for much, right? We're simple folk. And we totally would do that stuff if it was just easier and more luxurious. Yep, right there with you. People were asked why they don't venture out into nature as much as they'd like, and the number one answer was bugs. That's right, those mosquitoes, they are back with a vengeance, and they are absolutely hungry. Take an aspen for a walk. It's been an adventure. 56% of people say insects and pests are a top thing holding them back from having summer adventures, and running into the wild is next. So we're more concerned about mosquitoes than we are the bears. Worries about getting lost, not being near a bathroom, and running out of food or water round out the top five. We have a lot of anxiety about being in nature. It's a pretty normal thing to do. We just aren't very good at it. 41% of us have an adventure bucket list. Our top must-see destinations include Yellowstone and the Grand Canyon, and we would love to cross everything off of that list by the age of 56. But again, those bugs exist, so we probably aren't going to do it. Make sure you have your DEET ready, because you definitely need it outside right now. I don't know where they came from, because they were held at bay for a while, and then all the rain, all the moisture, the nicer temperatures, they're hungry little suckers, too, literally and quite figuratively. Don't forget, a detailed look at your forecast coming up here in just a moment. We're also going to have sports with Mike Ganger, and remember, next hour, more chances for you to qualify with our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Just be listening for that word of the hour and have your Civic Media app ready to text us. Again, that is coming up during the 9 o'clock hour here on Max FM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Baseball tournament continues at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium in Appleton this week. Yesterday, it was the semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4. Kenosha St. Joseph with a 2-1 win over Bondual, and Aquinas gets the 10-0 shutout victory over Cumberland. In Division 4, Solon Springs Northwood goes 7-0 over number 2-seeded Johnson Creek, and Elvis Strom gets a 3-2 win over Pacelli yesterday. Division 2 semifinals and Division 1 semifinals will be held today. You've got Kettle Moran Lutheran and Edgewood starting things off. Mosinee and La Crosse Logan will meet. And then in the Division 1 semifinals, it's going to be Westosha Central versus De Pere, and Sun Prairie will meet Oak Creek. Winner of those matchups will move on to the championship game. Title games for all four of the divisions will be played out tomorrow. And also tomorrow, soccer will get its tournament started from Uline Soccer Park, of course, in Madison. Girls soccer is going to have semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4 tomorrow. Semis for Divisions 1 and 2 will be on Friday. And then again, the four championship games held on Saturday for that event. See the bracket and all the details at WIAWI.org. Brewers shut out by the Blue Jays yesterday, 3-0 the final. Just 5 hits in the contest for the Crew. Team falls to 39-28. They'll play the rubber match with Toronto today at 1:10 to wrap up this series. Tobias Myers will get the go for Milwaukee, and Chris Bassett will counter for the Blue Jays. Game 3 of the NBA Finals will be tonight. Dallas Mavericks will get their first opportunity to host the Celtics in this final series. Boston holds that 2-0 lead. 7:30 is going to be the tip-off on ABC. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Showers and storms tonight, a low of 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. On Friday, sunshine with highs near 80. More rain by Saturday, highs of 78. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently, 72 degrees.
99.7 Max FM. It's 8:40 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Just getting warmer and warmer as the morning goes on. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about Sheila E. and a moment in time where she didn't get let into Paisley Park. It just happened. We've got it after a glamorous life. It's 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:44 right now. And Finn, you know, the glamorous life, Sheila E. there. She had a bit of a conundrum over at Paisley Park this past weekend. Did you hear about this?
No. What happened?
Now, she figured she'd be welcomed if she just showed up unannounced to record some video at Paisley Park, where, of course, she once collaborated with Prince. He was her mentor and her fiance. But she was a little bit wrong. In fact, she had to go to Instagram, and she said that she was hurt when she went there to pay her respects on Friday, which, as we talked about, would have been his 66th birthday, but she wasn't let into a studio. She said that it, quote, won't take away the joy that he and I had together at that studio, of course, that we know is located in Minneapolis, now a museum in his memories. Now, she went on to say that she went in to celebrate him and she wanted to go into the studio and do a live video, take a picture, and was told absolutely no. She said her heart is broken. She can't even walk into Paisley, which she says is kind of messed up, not a nice way to celebrate his birthday. Now, in a follow-up statement, she went on to say, I mean, now Sheila's just getting a little petty. Sheila, I love you, but come on now. She wants the museum, because of this incident, to return her old drum kit, which she said Prince personally asked to borrow to leave on display there. She said she even heard a tour guide say, "My idol, Sheila E., even has her drums set up in the studio." Now, Paisley Park had to obviously get intervene in this, and they had to take to Instagram. And here's what they said. They say, "Hello, Sheila. We love and respect you, and we did offer for you to come in and film in the soundstage or other areas, but we couldn't allow filming in the studios without prior knowledge and a planning, especially with tours going on at the time. We hope to have you back to Paisley Park in the future. Just give us a heads up. Happy Prince Day." Now, of course, it ended with that message with a purple heart emoji. Sheila was in Minnesota for a concert with Morris Day and the Time on Saturday in northern Wisconsin. Yeah. And so in her statement Monday, she said that she was the first artist to record at Paisley Park with Prince. She even walked the grounds with him when it was just foundation of dirt and basically rope. So she thinks her history should count for something. And we all know, as you and I have talked, Prince really had no will when he passed away in 2016. And so Paisley Park went to his siblings, who later sold most of their shares. And now his estate is owned by two corporations, a music management company by the name of Primary Wave and Prince Legacy LLC, with a 2% share still held by his sister, Tika Nelson. So there you go.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? I mean, it does kind of sound like she's being a little petty with the whole drum kit thing.
Like,
she
come
should
on
just
now.
Leave that there. I mean, I can understand if, I mean, because she was a decent part of Prince's
right.
life. You know, they
yes.
had a good working relationship. And so I can kind of understand
sure.
where she would think that I'll just show up. But at the same time, I also kind of
it's
feel
like...
It's
a place of business now, yeah, Sheila.
Exactly. You might have wanted to give them a heads up, even though...
It was probably a little busy on Prince's 66th birthday.
Think.
I got to imagine there were a lot of tours. And you can't just shut down what is a main portion of all three tour levels because Sheila E. decides she wants to come in. I mean, I get it. You were part of Prince's life, but at the same time, this is not just some random empty house that you can now just walk through. It's a place of business. People pay money to get in and be able to tour the house and see the studios. You
and
know?
It sounds like they did offer her the option of filming somewhere else.
She just chose to not take it and be a little complainy on social media about it. That doesn't change the fact that I love Sheila E. She's an amazing percussionist, but this just kind of sounds like Sheila's being a little whiny and overstepped her bounds just a little bit. And come on now, leave your drum kit in place because it's a cool part of the tour, and it is sitting there loud and proud when you do the studio portion of that
and
tour.
She gave it to Prince.
Now you're backseizing because you didn't get to do the video that you wanted to on his birthday. I mean, they were going to let you go into any other portion of the house that you wanted to, of the museum.
Sounds
home,
like she kind of had a tizzy, is what
it
sounds like.
It kind of sounds like maybe she posted and then thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens. I get it. It's the day and age of social media. But relax, Sheila. You're still a fan favorite. We still all love you. We know that Prince made you and helped you with your career. We know that you were his fiance at one point in time. Your drum kit's pretty darn cool, but come on now. Let's let tourists have some respect as well. And, you know, for the money that they're paying to go through Paisley Park, especially on Prince's birthday, I can imagine there were probably round the clock tours on Prince's birthday.
And honestly, who wasn't his fiance or girlfriend at some point? I mean, that guy. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he had quite the reputation. It wasn't until he actually got married and settled down in the late 80s, early 90s that then you kind of quit hearing about Prince's love life after that. But it was let's write a book, okay?
He was the one and only Prince. So
he was absolutely. But Sheila, you got to calm down a little bit. It's okay. It's okay. They still love you at Paisley Park, and the world still loves you as well. Now, we've got to check out our calendar days here because there's a few good ones on this list. It's not Sheila E. Gets Upset at Prince's Estate Day, but that's all right. That was over the weekend, so we've passed right. that now. Today is, let's start out with this one because it's a good one. It's Superman Day. Now, this was a day started in 2013 by DC Entertainment just 2 days before the release of the Superman film Man of Steel. Now, at the time, it was known as Man of Steel Day, and it was not until subsequent years that the day simply became known as Superman Day. Now, I think it's interesting because aren't there better dates to associate Superman with than that Man of Steel film? Because let's face it, it wasn't one of the best in the Superman series, right? And so I feel like there's better dates that we could associate with Superman, but sure, we'll go with this one for a movie that nobody really loved.
I would think because he's so American, so iconic, and I would think that closer to the 4th of July right? would be a, I don't know,
maybe he can take Joey Chestnut's place in that hot dog eating contest. I'm assuming that sure Superman's well. Got to be able uh-huh. to eat a lot of hot dogs in one sitting. I mean, is that with his diet? He's kind of lean though, and he's kind of built and kind of muscular and all of that kind of uh-huh. stuff, so I don't know if hot dogs are really part of Superman's
he probably
diet,
watches his weight, watches you know, his figure, he doesn't
one
wanna.
Time, one time Superman man, we just want to see you splurge. That's all. We've got room at the table for you now, too. Let's see. What else do we have here today? Ooh, this is a good one as well. Part of our history. It's Loving Day. This is the anniversary of the 1967 United States Supreme Court decision, Loving versus Virginia, that invalidated the ban on interracial marriage. So, in other words, people of different races could actually marry, which was in 16 states, that was a law that it could not actually happen. So the Supreme yeah. Court reversed course on this day in 1967. I love that. It is also Red Rose Day today, if you want to send something nice. I have a squirrel that is trying to get in my house at the window right now, and it is boinging off the windows, climbing up the screens of the patio door. Aspen's too busy grooming her feet to actually notice, but that is that is unnerving early in the morning, watching a squirrel try to get into your house. All right, I'm over it. That was weird. That was really weird. That was strange. He's gone now. Apparently, he just wants to cool off on what's going to be a warm day as well. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm good now. I can move on. It's also Magic Day today. My gosh. So if you love the art of magic, this is your day to celebrate. Now, I got to be honest, Finn, magic is not my forte because I can never figure out how they do it. And it drives me absolutely bonkers. Mm. I need to know how things work. And when I can't, then I get a little unsettled. So magic, not really my forte. But if you love magic, this is your day to celebrate. It is also Women Veterans Day today. I mean, we know that there's a lot of women who are serving in the military and the armed forces. And so thank you very much for your service. Along those lines, it's Little League Girls Baseball Day today. You know, girls can play baseball too. Tom Hanks, Gina Davis, they told us so, in fact, at one time in a movie. So a league of their own. So there you have it. And then, of course, we have some good food ones on this list. So let's see what we got. Today is International Falafel Day, if you want to try some falafel, which can actually be pretty darn delicious. It's also National Jerky Day today, if you want to try some dried up beef. I'm not a big jerky fan. I know a lot of people are. Dexter loves the teriyaki jerkies of the world. So let me tell you, though, when you're sitting in a car and he opens up that bag of teriyaki jerky on a road trip, nothing smells worse than teriyaki jerky in a car. Just saying.
That'll stink up the car real fast.
It's uh-huh. pretty not great. Let's just say that. And then finally, we'll end with something that I can definitely get behind. It's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day today as well, which sounds absolutely cool. Delicious. So enjoy yourself. I mean, some peanut butter jerky, some peanut butter cookies, some jerky, whatever you want. Or you can combine them like I just did and have peanut butter jerky. So there you go.
There you go. There's so many weird food combos out there now, you might as well.
Nobody's going to know the difference. I'm so scared that that squirrel is going to come back and again try to get into the house that I've lost all decent concentration I may have had this morning, Finn.
See, now you're taking me down that rabbit hole because I can't remember if you ever found out what it was that was living up in your attic or your rafters.
Our guess was that it was, because we never did go up there. I mean, I feel like we have to be much braver to actually go up there, and the sound has been we haven't really had it lately, but our best guess is like those little teeny tiny red squirrels. That's our best guess at this point. I'm hoping they've moved across the street to the new house that's going up, because there's a lovely new family out there that they come out to, they check on the progress of their house, and they have about a 3-year-old child, and every time they come out they encourage him to feed the woodland creatures and make friends with them, and so he spreads corn everywhere. So I'm hoping not that they get them in their attic, but that means that the squirrels have migrated across the street towards their property and are going to live in their trees for a while instead of my attic.
Better them than you, right?
That's right. You just keep feeding those squirrels your pieces of corn there, kiddo, and you watch the magic of the woodland creatures, because I don't think mom and dad know quite what they're getting themselves into.
You have to watch that, though, with all the bears that have been seen in the area.
I mean, we got a lot of wildlife out here. I would not be encouraging my child to feed corn to any woodland creature, because you never know how big that woodland creature will suddenly become.
I have a Facebook friend who lives in Eau Claire, and she posted today on Facebook a picture of a small bear, cub, whatever, actually up on the patio trying to get into the bird feeder.
I had a squirrel right here. I mean, we're talking different sizes, but when they want something, they're not afraid to go after it. In fact, at about 3 a.m. this morning, I was awoken by a whole bunch of crashing and banging. Now, at our house, this could mean that Dexter's trying to get a snack, or there's probably something outside. So I get up, I realize it's not coming from inside the house, and sure enough, there's a family of raccoons figuring out how to open the garbage can lids and get themselves inside. Mm-hmm. And I went outside this morning with Aspen, and I figured that they hadn't really figured maybe hadn't really done much damage. Oh, no. There was garbage all over the deck. All over the deck, because they had gotten in there. So you got to be careful feeding the woodland creatures. I feel like they're taking the squirrels away, though, from my house right now, this family. So maybe someday I'll encourage them to not feed the woodland creatures. Right now, I'm getting great sleep because they're, as good a sleep as I get. Hence our conversation earlier this morning. But there's no squirrels in my attic keeping me awake this time. It's just my own fault, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But you keep feeding those little squirrels, kiddo. I don't wish them to be in your house. I don't wish them to be in your attic. But if you could just keep them on your property for a while, that'd be great.
Take them away from your place.
That would be great. So feed up, spread the corn, spread the wealth, however you want to say it. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 86. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, down to 67. Then mostly sunny tomorrow. We have another slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm with a high near 83. Right now, it's 72.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Steve Lisser, Manager of Environmental Health at Public Health Sauk County. Steve, what is your team's main role?
Our goal is to protect Sauk County residents, visitors, and businesses by ensuring safety standard compliance. We do that by licensing and inspecting over 1,600 food and recreational establishments throughout the county.
That's a lot of places to keep an eye on. Is there anything you want the public to know as we head into summer?
Spring and summer is when we see a lot of new businesses starting up. Before you get started, please call us to ensure you're licensed properly. If you're taking ownership of a previously licensed business, you will need a new license.
How can the public learn more about your programs?
Visit our page on the Sauk County website under Environmental Health, or call us at 608-355-4327.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Back Road Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
All of us have a role.